Hey everybody, this is Kara.
Hi, it's Andrea.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're so glad that you guys hung around and didn't unsubscribe because we knew eventually we would get back to it.
Yep, we're sorry guys. We are sorry.
We just got really, really busy.
Yeah, and we missed you.
Yes, we missed doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically, the show just wanted to share what we've been up to.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is an unplugged show.
Yeah.
No script. Well, we never had a script, but no points.
Yeah. So if we have lots of awkward silences and pauses, that's why.
Yep. No agenda.
Well, what have you been up to lately, Drea?
Wow. That is a fine question.
Nice.
We had a great summer.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Belgium for 2 weeks, and that was very nice. And they do have good waffles.
Mm.
They do have good chocolate. There's no denying it.
Yes, as I got to find out.
Yes.
You brought me some. Yay.
I've been teaching Irish dance, and that is great. I have 3 classes now. That's very fun. And reading lots of books. I'm currently reading, actually, I have it with me. I'm reading 4 books. I love books. But one of them right now is called Marie Antoinette, The Last Queen of France.
Awesome.
By Evelyn Lever, who is a French author, and it was translated from the French.
Oh, that's cool.
And what I like about it is it's completely historical. It's not based on history and became a novel. It's completely historical, and
and it reads like a novel?
Yes. And it's very exciting, and it's not dry and boring like some historical nonfiction can be.
Cool.
So I love it, and
is
I highly recommend
again?
It. Evelyn Lever.
Okay.
Lever.
And
check that out. Yeah, it's called Marie Antoinette, The Last Queen of France.
So 2 questions.
Okay.
Did you see the Marie Antoinette 1939 movie version that I told you about?
No, I did not. Oh. Not yet.
You gotta check it out. I happened to see this movie. Well, I was looking for a movie on, it's called Movies on Demand on my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that and I was like, oh, I've always wanted to know more about that story. So I ordered it and it was an incredible film. Incredible. Especially for when movies were just beginning, it was very richly acted out.
Mm-hmm.
And the actress, I can never remember her name. It's like Shear, Miranda Shear,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, or Martha Shear, and she was very good because they started with her being 14 years old, and then being in her 40s or 50s, and just the transformation was amazing, and she really delivered her lines really well. So
mm-hmm.
It was really good, but I was alone, and it of course is a sad story. So
yes.
Make sure you have someone with you so you have a shoulder to cry on afterwards.
Yes. And there's a new movie coming out.
Yeah.
Starring Kirsten Dunst or mm-hmm. Kirsten Dunst. And I don't know if I'm going to see it because I feel like I have all of these images from the book in my head. And seeing the movie then would kind of be letting go of all of those.
Yeah.
And I think that's always a question. When you have read a book and then the movie comes out, do you drop all of your own ideas to see the movie? Because it's really hard to remember your own images after the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm torn between that. But you know what I really like is actually doing the opposite. I like seeing the movie first and then reading the book because then the book is like deleted scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Deleted scenes. Like, I wonder what they were thinking in that scene. And then you get to hear it, you know?
And that happened with, I'm reading Pride and Prejudice as well, and I'm discovering all of this information that
Yay.
I thought, wow, I didn't, there was no way of knowing that in the movie. So I really like it.
Abridged or unabridged?
I'm going to have to tell you, I'm starting abridged.
I had to also.
Yeah, because I started the unabridged and thought, I felt like I was a kindergartner.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading the abridged. When I finish that, I'm going to go back and read the regular version.
Cool. Let me know how it goes.
Yes.
Because like I said before, I tried to do Middlemarch unabridged, and I was like, well, I don't know, I feel like I don't even know the English language anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to understand and follow. So, and then my second question is, you said that you were reading 4 books. Do you read, a little bit of each every day, or do you just, like, spend a few days on one? How do you do that?
Well, I have certain times for each book. In the evenings, when I just want to relax, I read, or before bed, I read the Marie Antoinette book.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on a treadmill, I usually read a book where I'm something I'm learning, and then I'll alternate in between then.
There's a whole method to the madness.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Very smart.
Now, I don't usually read four books. I like to read two or so, but I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. Did the library things catch up to you? Like, did you have a bunch on hold?
Yes. Well, yes, actually. And then I feel like I'm so excited I want to devour all of them at the same time. So, I really like Marie Antoinette and Pride and Prejudice. And what are you reading?
I'm reading a book called The Outlander. And I can't remember the author. I'm terrible at author's names.
It's hard.
I don't know why. I'm borrowing it from my friend Alan. And it's set in Scotland, both in 1946 and in 1736. So
really?
Yeah. Or no, 1936 and 1746. So it's like she somehow gets time warped back to that time, and it's right when all the warring and stuff was happening. So it's sounding really interesting, but I'm only a couple chapters into it. So,
What part of Scotland?
I don't know. They're kind of like honeymooning, so they've been hopping around so far.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure where it's going to end up.
Well, when we were in Belgium, we met some very wonderful people from Aberdeen.
Fun.
Who I want to say hello to. Hello, friends in Aberdeen. I miss them.
Aww.
And they taught, when we were there, they taught us Cayley steps. A Cayley is an Irish social dance.
Oh.
And it's different than step dancing. Step dancing is what I teach, and it's very focused on form and technique.
Mm-hmm.
Cayley dancing is just for fun, just for the heck of it kind of dancing. And I had a Cayley in there.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah, it's very fun. It was actually the day before Halloween, so I let all the kids wear their costumes. So we had kangaroos and genies and all sorts of costumes. And I taught them three Cayley dances, and it was very fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a costume.
You did? Oh, yes. Tell me about it.
Well, excuse my froggy throat. We decided to have a Halloween costume party here because we wanted to dress up. And so it was fun. So we went online and we were just looking around and we happened to see something about raisins. And I was like, oh my goodness. John was like, I should totally be a California raisin. I was like, you totally should. So then he was the California raisin and I was the sun maid, as in sun made raisins. And it was great.
Do you have pictures?
I do, but they're actually a disposable camera film because...
Really?
Yeah, because our digital camera broke.
Hello, so did ours.
I know. What is up with digital cameras? It's like everybody who bought them a few years ago, they're suddenly breaking.
Yeah.
This is like the third person who's told me this.
Mm-hmm. And
is yours completely broken?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I don't know, it's kind of like all electronic equipment now. They give you these fantastic warranties and all these things, but the truth is they only last 2 years.
Yeah.
Our hard drive on our laptop recently had a malfunction, so we have to also do something about that. We have to send it back to the company.
Yeah.
And I think it's a conspiracy.
The computers are out to get us.
Yeah.
I know. I don't understand. So I'm no good with a lot of, you know, technology stuff anyway, but I try and I enjoy the digital camera, so that was like heartbreaking to me because you know how chaotic I am about photos.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of panic if I don't have a camera available.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go out and get a disposable camera for Halloween, and then through donations for, I think it's called PayPal, donations, through our listeners at Stars Hollow, we were able to save up for half. It was enough for half of a new camera, and then we, you know, did out of pocket for the rest. So.
Did you buy a new digital?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
It was really exciting.
Very good.
So we were very grateful, and we've taken many photos since then. And as soon as I get the hard copies done, and no more of like putting digital photos into a disc and not ever getting them printed out.
Let's talk about that.
Those days are over. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, and this is serious. 2 years ago...
this is I know what's coming.
Here it comes. 2 years ago...
Oh, man.
My husband and I took a trip to France.
I like how you looked up.
It was...
I wish you guys could have seen her.
It's heart-wrenching, I'll just tell you. Took a trip to France, the most wonderful trip of our lives, the most beautiful pictures of our lives, which I actually posted to our blog spot.
Nice.
And, yeah, you know what's coming. They were saved on the laptop. Only two sets, so I'd say like maybe, I don't know, 30 pictures mm-hmm. were printed. And the rest?
No.
It's true.
They're all erased.
Well, there's a chance they're not erased, but there was a hard drive malfunction. So what we have to do is take out the hard drive, copy the pictures without damaging the computer. It's crazy. I'm sure maybe some of you know about this, but it's all a mystery to me. I'm hoping beyond all measure that the pictures will be salvageable, which they might be.
Yeah. That'd be great.
If not, I'm going to cry and cry and cry.
That's really sad. Why is it always the most important picture?
Exactly. So, girls, here's the deal. We don't have a choice. Either print or back up.
Yeah. You have to. I'm going to have to say, this is going to sound cheesy, but go with the old-fashioned way.
And print.
Get them printed out.
Yeah.
Because, for the longest time, I've just been keeping... Well, I've been burning them to discs. Mm-hmm. But that scares me because I'm like, the disc can get scratched or lost or broken, mm-hmm. and I'd rather have them safely in a nice archival photo album. And I know it takes up a lot of space, and it takes a lot of time and money to get them printed, but you know what? It is getting less expensive. I found the greatest website.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh my
Do
gosh.
Tell.
Yeah. Winkflash.
Really?
Winkflash.com.
How do you spell it?
WinkFlash.com And not only can you order from there, but you can keep online photo albums. And
really?
It's unlimited storage. You can order gifts with the photos on them. You can send the albums to people. You can just email individual ones. It's really easy to use. I used to do Yahoo Photos and mm-hmm. Was having problems with that, and I really enjoy Winkflash a lot better. But here's the cool part. Normally, it costs 29 cents to order a print mm-hmm. for, like, just a normal 4x6. 12 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Good quality?
Good quality. Matte? I have two hanging on my wall.
Really?
I'll show you. Yeah.
Matte or glossy?
Matte or glossy, and this is something that I love. They also do white edges.
Oh!
Just like the old, like manual
European.
Cameras. Yep. Yeah. And, so I loved that because that reminded me of, photography days and just the raw, artistic look. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a really neat website. And I thought, what did I order? I ordered, I think it was 108 photos. Oh, and they say the first 50 prints are free.
Really?
Yeah. But it didn't work for me. So if somebody figures that out, let me know. Because I'm like, I want those free 50 prints.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did 108 photos, and it only cost me, like, $13.
That's really good.
I know.
You know what? Everybody could make a New Year's resolution,
mm-hmm.
and really, at the beginning of the year is a great time to change how you do your photos.
Yeah.
So you can think, well, I saved them all electronically and did all this until the end of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in 2007, I started to print and have an online album.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Kodak also has nice online albums.
Do they?
Yep.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know if they have unlimited storage or not, but that's always a good thing.
Definite bonus. Yeah, so I decided that once a week I'm going to order 50 photos. Because it's less than $10.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 of them will be the next few photos, because I've been doing them in order from Elijah's birthday.
Whoa.
On. Yeah. So that I can have them in order in the album, mm-hmm. And I have, of course, I have them all organized on the computer so I can go back and see where I left off. But 25 new ones, and then 25 old ones from years ago. So that I can start getting those ones in order.
That is a good idea, because if you start way in the beginning,
You think about now.
Yeah, I'll never get to 2006.
Exactly.
That is a great idea.
Why, thank you. Mm-hmm. I had to figure out something because I was just getting so overwhelmed. So hopefully it works. Yeah.
So what did you do this summer?
Well, a lot. I've just been working my cleaning business with my friend, and we've gotten a lot more customers, so that's been good. And we didn't get to go on a family vacation, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, it just never happened. I think we need next year, we'll just have to plan it, like, way ahead of time.
Yeah.
And say, nothing else is going to touch those weekends. So that's very sad that that didn't happen. But, yeah, and then also something that I'm excited about that is going to be started next week. A friend and I are starting a craft ministry.
Yes.
Yeah, and we finally got together, we made flyers, and we're going to pass them out this weekend. And, you know, it's open to anybody, but it's basically for people who love to make things and to bless people with those things that they make.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many charities, and we just want to create a space where, one, they can come together and be motivated to create, and then, because oftentimes, you know, things get in the way, and then, two, have, like, lists of places where you can send these things, and or, you know, local places where we can go together and deliver mm-hmm. these goods. And
what kind of projects would you do?
Oh, well, we would have, like for chemo caps, we have patterns that I printed out for the caps. You can get them online, and they just have very simple directions. And then you can knit or crochet. And then there's also an organization called Warm Up America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's knit or crochet. But this is cool because they give you ideas for people who don't know how to knit or crochet but want to be involved. And they tell you how you can just seam the squares together to make a blanket.
Oh, that is good.
And they give you ideas of where to take them. So you can take them to any place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an organized idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then Habitat for Humanity, I still have to contact, but I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if painters could come and paint a picture or, you know, a glass vase or something, something to beautify a home, and then donate it to somebody who's getting a Habitat home
mm-hmm.
in our community.
Well, that is a good idea.
To welcome them. And then, you know, bakers can make cookies and jams, you know, or if they know somebody personally who's, you know, having a baby or is sick or is brand new to the area, they can deliver those.
Mm-hmm.
I love to make things, and I just wanted to be able to have a place to take those items.
Yeah.
Where do I take them to? I want to make somebody's day, so.
That's a great
idea. I'm
really
excited.
Yeah.
I feel like I found my niche, so.
Excellent.
It's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
That's very good. You'll have to keep us updated on what projects you make and who they benefit.
Yes. Oh, and carpenters, too. That's the other thing we want to make available.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like that's a good one.
Can make tables or, I don't know, what else? It's going to be totally open. Like, mm-hmm. if anybody has an idea, people can just bring it to the table and have a place to do it.
Yeah. That's really good.
That's really good.
I like that. It's a fine idea.
Yeah.
Now, no summer vacation, but could you take a winter vacation? Any ideas or wishes mm-hmm. or dreams?
I would love to be able to go to, like, a cabin or a lodge with mm-hmm. John and Elijah.
Just, yes.
Like, for a weekend, you know?
Yes.
Read in front of a fire and do all that. So,
I want to tell you about a fun thing I did this weekend. For all of you French speakers out there, Barbara, in Paris, I went to a French Alliance meeting. Now, hold on. Okay, everyone, when I tell them I went to a French Alliance meeting... See, it just doesn't translate nicely in English. In French, it's Alliance Française, but in English,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's French Alliance. So you sound like you're getting your guns and you're joining the French army. No.
What does it really mean?
It does mean French Alliance.
Okay, but friends. Basically.
Yes, it is a group of people who have a love of France, and there are people there fluent, many fluent people there, but there are also people who can only say a few words,
mm-hmm.
and I like that everybody's united by their love of France, not necessarily their ability in language.
That's cool.
So it's really open, and this Saturday there was a party, a French Alliance hors d'oeuvre and dessert party.
Fun.
And we met at one of the members' homes and just had a really great time, and I met a lot of really nice people of all ages, mm-hmm. from teens to retirement age, and it was great. And the way I found it was actually searching on the public library's website.
Oh.
Yeah, I did a search. Cool. Mm-hmm. It was really neat. I did a search for something about France, and instead of a book, this came up. I mean, in addition to the books, this right. came up and said, this meets in this area once a month or once every other month. So if you're a foreign language speaker, Spanish, German, whatever, you should look into clubs, because there are a lot of clubs and they meet. It's like $15 to join for a year. And
that's cool.
Yeah, you meet. And when I went this Saturday, two people just got back from Corsica, which is an island off the south of France.
From the book?
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they showed us a slideshow and played Corsican music and told us all about their travels. And it's really exciting, especially for us. We live in a smaller town, smaller area. It's really exciting to find people who have traveled internationally, because not a lot of people have in this area.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool. Great. Yes.
So you don't have to speak a foreign language to join one, right?
No. And in fact, I invited two friends who don't speak a word of French, and they had a fantastic time.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was neat because, you don't have to speak a foreign language, but if you have a favorite country, mm-hmm. and, you know, they have a group, it's really great.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you get to meet people who share your passion for traveling, and I met a girl who spent some time living in Saudi Arabia because her dad's business was there for a few years, and just really interesting stories.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And it's like a monthly group?
Mm-hmm. Neat. And everyone brought something, so it wasn't like a big expense or anything. Mm-hmm. We brought like different cheeses and appetizers, mm-hmm. and wines and desserts.
Yummy.
And it was really nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Good for you for finding that and going.
Well, I was so scared. Okay, here's the truth. I found out about this group a year ago. And for a year, I've been wanting to go, but I'm not fluent in French. You know, I can communicate on a basic level, but I'm not fluent. So on the way there, I'm sweating and I'm saying all my French phrases and I'm cleaning the bathroom and thinking, how do you say that? And I was very nervous, and I got there and I said, hello. I didn't even say bonjour. I just said, hello. And it was so, I had no reason to be nervous. And actually, I met another girl who had the same situation. She was driving on the way and she was really nervous. It was her first time there, and so we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a nice environment. You only speak French if you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Good job for going.
Yes. So it was good.
Yay.
And Rosetta Stone, if anybody speaks a language and they want practice, Rosetta Stone, which sometimes libraries carry, you can practice, or, you know, tapes in your car or something. Oh, okay, who has a tape player anymore? We do. We do. A lot of
we do.
I know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, one of them at least.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So, yes, that was a very fun part of the weekend.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I just have one more little thing to add.
Okay.
I got some new, lovely laundry detergent.
Really? What kind?
It seems so minuscule now, but it's that Downy Pleasure... It's rose and violet, and it smells amazing. My whole basement just, like, smells amazing every time I use it.
Are you big on fabric softener, then?
I actually can only handle one scent at a time, so and usually I get all unscented things,
mm-hmm.
but the water here has a slight smell to it.
Yes.
So I do find that I'm having to use a little bit of scent. So I got the scented detergent, but then I'm using unscented fabric softener.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about a friend of mine named Karen, who uses 10 dryer sheets.
Karen.
That's right. 10 dryer sheets in her drying load. She'll put
goodness.
A few clothes in a dryer sheet. Clothes, dryer sheet, and she stacks them up.
Oh, my gosh.
10.
Are her clothes greasy?
No.
Wow.
They're soft as can be, though.
That's craziness. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, she knows it. I think she told me it started...
It's her life luxury.
It started in college. Somebody sent her dryer sheets, okay, yeah. Right? Because you're a poor college student, people yeah. send you care packages. And they told her to cut them in half. Mm-mm. To get more use out of them.
No.
So her rebellion then after life was, I don't have to cut my dryer sheets in half, and I'm going to use 10.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember one of my friends, her mom always made her cut them in half, and I was like, their clothes are always, like, starchy and rough.
Really?
Yeah. I just mm-hmm. don't understand it. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things to scrimp on in life, but it's not fabric softener.
No. No.
Yeah. Unless you really have no money that week. But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, check out the scents because there's really yummy ones out there. Yeah. So, anyway, that was a nice little chit-chat that we've had. And
yes.
We thank you guys for joining us. And
thank you for not giving up on us. You know, we yeah. just have to be realistic now. I think we won't do every week like we'd wanted to. Maybe every month.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
We can do that, yes.
All right. And we really love all of your emails, mm-hmm. all of the comments on the website, and all the postcards.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Of which I still have to see.
Oh,
I've seen
boy.
A couple from the beginning.
Yes. My most recent was from Barbara in Paris. And I actually wrote back to her.
Yay!
Yes, I hope you got it, Barbara. I put 3 stamps on it. Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, we hope you guys have a good month. And,
yes.
Take care and write in.
Thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
You can visit our website at anoldfashionedgirl.wordpress.com.
And you can write to us at anoldfashionedkara@gmail.com.
And anoldfashioneddrea@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.